This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Right here on the Real Side. It was a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Again, on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, discussing, being, not disgusting, stop it, discussing, or being part of the conversation. And I really do appreciate when you're part of the conversation, believe it or not. You know, there is a lot going on. We, all of us in this business, all of us, mind you, need your help. You know, there's a lot going on, a lot of in the old stories from the old days, right? There's a lot of stifling going on, and by social media and what have you. Zoe's going to join me. You all love him, right? Alfonso Rachel. He's going to join me after the break. Got a lot to talk about with him. A lot going on in the news when it comes to whether it's beating on Christians, right? Or, you know, you look at what's going on with the debate Tuesday night, and you're talking about Catholics, religious people. I'm still floored. You know, again, maybe I'm the slow guy in the room. I'm still floored by Dianne Feinstein. Nobody getting crazy about it. Dianne Feinstein saying that, you know, she was worried that the justice's dogma would get in the way. Did anybody say that about Ruth? Or did they know she was, maybe she was just a Jew in name only? I don't know. I mean, that's why they weren't worried about her. No, hear me out. It's crazy stuff. This is like crazy time. Our founding fathers were all about God. Now, some of you won't agree with that term. I frankly don't care. Do your own homework. Find out. You know, if the justices who decided that there was truly a separation of church and state, if that Supreme Court had actually sat down, I don't even know how I got started on this road. It's your fault. If those justices actually sat down and read the letters of our founding fathers, read the ones that they wrote each other, about where they wanted this country. How they wanted this country to grow. I mean, for a godless nation, or for a nation that some believe they wanted to be godless, they have a problem. Right? I mean, seriously. Almost every one of our founding fathers talked about their Christian faith, talked about Jesus Christ. You know, For a man who did not want anything to do with religion, Jefferson was extremely confused, considering he didn't sign 96%, 97%. The man signed 100% of his documents, not just in the name of our Lord, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's what he wrote. Go check it out yourself. So I don't know how people can sit there and say that Jefferson wanted a separation of church and state when he wrote on official documents. The only thing the man had in mind, so did our founding fathers, is that the federal government would never institute never shove, never push on us a mantra. I don't even know what you want to call it. Never push on us church and state or religion that we would have to adhere to, that we would have to bow down to. Seriously. And somehow these learned senators that want to sit there and tell you, as a lot of them do, they're worried about her religious belief. Look, you know, have I ever heard any of them say that about a Muslim? No. Right? What other religions have they said it about? None. Right? Biggest concern they have is a Christian-based religion. All right? And I know some of you don't agree. I'm not going to get in all the dogma differences or what have you. And some of you will say, don't send me emails to tell me how this group aren't Christians. Okay? That's not what that is not what this conversation is about or this segment. So I find it... And what's really even more funny is how Schumer and Pelosi will talk about, and Biden too, their devout Catholicism. You know, interesting, Joe Biden would be, first of all, I think, I might be wrong here, the second Catholic, you know, tell me if I'm wrong, I don't have a problem being corrected. The second Catholic to be president, I mean, well, he's not going to be, so don't get nervous. The second Catholic ever elected. However, here's you want to know what the big difference is? And thank you, God, that the Catholic bishops are finally opening their mouths. But John Kennedy did not believe in abortion. So your first Catholic president did not believe in abortion. This will be the first Catholic listen, you Catholics out there, I'm going to insult them. If you got thin skin, I'll give you a count of three to change the station. Okay, come back in a minute. 1, 2, 3. I do not know how any Catholic / Christian can ever support and vote for a candidate that is okay with abortion at the moment of birth. Joe Biden is for abortion while you're in labor pains. That is a baby. There is no way you can deny it. For you women that I've talked to who've said it's a woman's choice, that's a cop-out. And you know it is. Go to the hospital. Go look at the newborns. Hours old. Tell me it's okay to rip that thing apart. You got me started. Joe Messina, your host. Zoe joins me after the break. Maybe he can calm me down.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
Well, that would help, wouldn't it? All right, we are back. You think after 12 years of this, I would know the buttons to press. And I've been told I know what buttons to press, if you know what I'm saying. But I think I'd have this down to a science by now. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. My age? Really? We're going to go there? Man, if I could block people, you know, from listening, that would be great, too. All right. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. The host of the Anti-Fuddy-Duddy Bible Study, Alfonso Rachel. Rachel joins us, as he does every week. I have so much, you know, honestly, I know this is not a kiss-up moment, man. I really do appreciate our time together. You're one of the few guys that we can get, what they say in the 70s, we can get down with the word. It's really cool.
Yeah, man. Out of sight.
Can we still use that? Is that okay?
We can still use it, man. We'll still make it hot.
Oh, you got to fix it to make it hot, though, because it ain't. You're telling me it's old. I know. That's okay. I'm good with it. I don't mind being old.
It's aged well, though, man. That's how we do it.
Yeah, well, but we had good music in the 70s. You know, I don't know what this stuff is today. I don't get it.
Yeah.
You do something with music, too, don't you? Something?
I am, man. As a matter of fact, I'm in the middle of doing some music and getting my ham on, man. I got my green screen down.
What?
I'm, like, shooting my
getting
little
ham on?
Video. Yeah, getting my ham on, man. So I can, you know, because I like to take songs from the 70s. You know, in the 80s, too, but I like to do songs from the 70s and then give them, like, a heavy metal twist. You know, it's fun to do, man. So it's like my sledge edge that I put on songs, like, from the 70s and 80s, man. It's fun.
You know, there's a group, I can't think of their name, but they take songs from the 70s, 60s, 70s, and 80s, and music that you and I are used to, and they put... oh, God, what is it? They put Christian words in there.
Okay, right? Yeah.
And what's really funny is I've played them sometimes. Like, somebody get in the car with me, and I'll put it on. And they'll hear the tune, and they'll start singing the song, and they stop, and they're looking at me like, "Hey, dude, what's up?" I said, "It's my way of getting the word in your heathen head." That's what it
right.
is.
And you know, songs from the 70s is like, it's easier to do that because if you try to do that with songs like from the day, you're going to have to replace a lot of bleep bleeps, you know, to get some, you know. So, yeah, 70s is a good time to do that stuff.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. You know, I just got I told you during the break, there was somebody sent me an email, said I had my Barry White voice going on, you know. You know what we call this, right? You're too young, you're right. this is Soul Train 2000 going on here, right? That was Drummer in the Box, right? The drummer didn't have to show up. He just turned the box on. It was a straight beat. There was nothing fancy about it, right? That was what was boring about disco, but whatever.
Hey, sometimes you just gotta play it like Ringo, man.
You know what? I'm going to create a lot of enemies right now. Though I really love the Beatles music, I never... What was the big whoop? You're a drummer. What was the big whoop about Ringo? Danny Serafin, that's somebody to be excited about. Ringo, Ringo.
You know, there's always going to be somebody better, man. But, you know, that's like in drummer world, you know, or even like in the studio, they're just looking for that drummer who just holds the pocket. And for some reason, I guess maybe because of the simplicity of what Ringo did. But, you know, it was like he had that balance of being simple but colorful, you know, things like that. And he was just right on the meter. I guess he set that, you know, tone for just being on the meter. So people say, play it like Ringo, man. Just nice, simple, you know.
Yeah, in their day, that's true, right? Just simple, lay down a beat, leave us alone. And the, you know, in those days, the concerts were what, 20 minutes, a half hour max?
Yeah, man, I didn't see a concert back then.
You're a young buck. I know.
Listen, I got a little taste of the 70s. I'm a 70s baby, but, you know, maybe before that, I didn't catch some concerts until
you really
Cool
that young.
The Game was my first concert.
I'm feeling like Bring the Walker in Here kind of thing. You know what I'm saying? Anyway. Oh, God. So, you know, not a lot going on this week. It was a little bit of a street fight on Tuesday night. I thought it was like, you know, two guys arguing over a girl at high school in the you know, in the yard there. So, right. I don't know. I mean,
I start first. What do you think you're gonna do? Do nothing.
I was waiting for Biden to go. You know what? Let's go outside and do push-ups. I'll show you guys. Right? I'll take you out. Shut up! Shut up! Can you imagine if somebody? Listen. Let's just switch this for a second. Can you imagine if Barack Obama was up there? And Donald Trump said, "Shut up, you're stupid," or whatever it is, right? They would tie him down and tattoo racist on his chest, wouldn't they?
Sure. He doesn't even have to do that. I mean, they're trying to do that right now, and you know, and with the debates, man. I think if I could say this really quick, man.
Say whatever you want.
I think you know, I kind of. I made a joke about the narrative. I said it, you know, facetiously, a little tongue in cheek, but at the same time, I'm a little bit serious. But it's like this conspiracy theory about Biden having a wire. It's like, man, he didn't need a wire. His aide was sitting right in front of him. That was Wallace. You know, but a lot of people want to hold on to this thing. It's like, look, man, I think, because it sounds like we got sour grapes when he said he was wearing a wire. And it says, no, man, he made it to debate. We kept saying he's not even going to make it to debate, and he's not even going to be able to last a few minutes. He stood there and did the whole thing, and it's like, man, instead of being sour grapers, like, hey, no need to create a conspiracy theory. He was there, but Chris Wallace was the guy beaten and taking and debating with Trump for Biden, really.
And Wallace did his first interview today at Fox on Noon over it. I mean, on Fox, there you go. You know, and he said he blamed it all on Trump. He said, you know, Trump was the first one interrupted, and I asked him a couple times to stop, and he didn't. And he just went on and on and on, like Biden didn't do anything wrong. And, you know, the fact that he stepped in, what, a dozen times? You know, they counted 33 lies on Biden. I posted it up on a site, but 33 different lies that Biden said, and nobody called him out on it. Not a word.
Of course. Yeah.
You know?
And you can see why Trump was getting, you know, would be getting frustrated. Well, okay, no. Getting frustrated because it's like you could see where there's this double standard. They can bring up stuff, but Trump isn't allowed to say anything.
Yep.
But on the other hand, I think Trump might have been trying a little bit too hard to get Biden flustered. It looked like that to me. It's like, okay, Trump, you know, it's like we know, everybody's expecting Biden to like crack up or something like that, or gaff, or start fumbling and stuff like that. And it looked like Trump was trying too hard to get him to do that.
Hey, you know what? I hear you. I got to tell you something. From a guy that has been personally through this and truly for long periods of time where people are just pounding on you about something, I know how frustrated you get. And, you know, when I've been in debates, like the school board, I mean, some people have been with me for years, no. But it's kind of like, you know, they call you a racist, a bigot, a homophobe. And you're sitting there going, that's not me. And not, can we talk about something? You guys are just being, you just,
curmudgeonly.
There's that music. I know, it brings money, but it irritates me, too. Anyway, Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure. We'll be back with Zoe right after the break. Go, go far.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mazzini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet, also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Mike Pence hitting the campaign trail in Carter Lake, Iowa. The vice president advocating for the confirmation of Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court.
President Donald Trump did his duty under the Constitution of the United States. And last Saturday,
he nominated. A principled, conservative woman of extraordinary character and extraordinary intellect.
President Trump signed a bill extending current levels of government funding into the new fiscal year late Wednesday night, averting a partial government shutdown after allowing government funding to lapse briefly. The continuing resolution allows the government to keep functioning in the new fiscal year and keep the funds flowing until December 11th. Democrats and Republicans still working on a new coronavirus bill. So far, no deal has been reached. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Please answer the question.
We are back. You listen to Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. It's always, always a pleasure to have you with me. And you know, spending time with us. I want you to spend time with us. I want you to be engaged. I want you to be involved. You can't get all seven sides of the argument unless you listen to a couple of different people. And if I'm not your cup of tea, then do it somewhere else. But please, some of you make me nuts. You spew the latest Twitter spew or the Twitter byline or whatever they even call it, and you think you got knowledge. You don't, because you don't know who's putting out the Twitter feed. So get involved, get engaged, get some reality behind you. Like this guy does. The Fossil Rachel joins me as he does every week. I so much enjoy my time with him. And he is the host of the Anti-Fuddy-Duddy Bible Study and Zopian Den. And listen, you do something with music, too. So you got to tell people how to get your music and how to be part. And you got to check out the Bible Study, guys. I enjoy those very much. I'm actually one of the 327 subscribers you have or something, or listeners or whatever it is.
And it is greatly appreciated, man. Thank you. Thank you so much, man. Yeah, it's my Bible study is the Zopium Den, which we call the House of the Anti-Fuddy-Duddy Bible Study. My social political commentaries, the Zoloft. My music project, 20-Pound Sledge. You know, we rock the gospel there. And, all that stuff is at my website, bronzesurfermedia.com.
Yeah, no, I love it. I love these kind of things, too. And it's great that people are stepping up. I think I was telling you earlier that I was involved with lately I've been going around to some, I don't want to say successful, but they are successful, good Christian business people. And I'm amazed at how many, if you really want to see that money does not make you secure, some of these people hide under their desks and they got money. And they're afraid to come out. They're afraid. They don't have to be in your face sometimes like you and I are, but they're afraid to come out and really speak their faith or rely on their faith, rely on God to move. And the Bible says that fear waxes his people feeble. So you're seeing that today, aren't you? I mean, Christians that are, for all intents and purposes, hiding in a closet with a mask on because they're afraid of this disease. I mean, give me your thoughts on that. I know it's general, but tell me what you think.
Yeah, it's difficult, man, because, right now, that's what we have to operate on is faith. And it was hard enough for those who were walking around with Jesus. They're watching Jesus, heal people, of leprosy, blindness, deafness. They're watching him do these things, and they still had a hard time believing, right? So, I mean, it stands to reason that in this generation and the generations that, preceded us, that followed, you know, Christ's time during his ministry, you know, are going to have a hard time, you know, processing these things or really walking in that faith. So it's understandable, but at the same time, it's not. You know, the Lord has given us instructions. The Lord told us to be of courage. The Lord told us to be of good cheer, that we're going to have these responsibilities and things are going to be rough. And we want to be practical with our concerns. We want to make sure that whatever measures that we're trying to do aren't as much of a liability as the actual problem itself. And the Lord gives us instructions on these things to be able to go forth and handle this stuff. And as the church, not the church of building, but the body of the church, we're supposed to be setting the example of that. But we give the secularists, the humanists, the leftists, you know, whatever list of name that we want to call them, you know, we give them too much road, and the road is wide. We give them too much road to control the narrative.
Mm-hmm.
And it just, you know, it, you know, kind of renders us impotent, if you will.
Well, I tell our friends in Christ all the time, when an angel shows up, what's the first thing it says? Right? It says, fear not.
That's right.
It tells you not to be afraid. So do I need the angel to tell me not to be afraid, you know, when it comes to, you know, the stuff of God? And then the other thing to your point, you know, the apostles who ran around with the man, okay? They saw what he did, and you're right. You know, in the ship, I told you, my favorite story is the ship one where he's like, what are you guys, a bunch of idiots? I mean, sir, I'm sleeping here. What are you doing?
Right?
I mean, I can see him going, how long have I been with you? What are you not seeing anything? But
right. Go
back to the story of Abraham. You know, when Abraham, I mean, he didn't walk with Christ. He was strictly working off of God's word. And what did he say before he went to the top of the mountain? He said, don't worry about it. We'll be back. He had enough faith in God, knowing that God would provide for him. And today, though we know the story of Christ, we're supposedly, quote unquote, we have relationships with Christ. I mean, I'm pretty cold at times, but what's wrong with us? You know what I'm saying? I mean, go back to the Old Testament. My God, we don't even have the faith in some situations that they had.
Right.
Come on, teach me. Help me out here.
Pass the ball as we teach each other. I can dig it, man. I can dig it. Well, you know, it's like the Christians, we should have been ahead on this. I've said this 100 times, but I'll say it again, man. You know, you got to have that word, man. You got to be steeped in the word. It's you know, when you go to church, you're encouraged to have your Bible. You should be reading it, not just listening, but you got to do your study yourself. And Christians, we should have been ahead of this. You know, we should have been ahead of, like, you know, talking about the quarantining, being sterile with hand washing, you know, making sure that you keep your hands sterilized and stuff like that. You know, all that stuff is, these statutes are in the Bible. While we were being made fun of for being believers in some superstitious book that gave these ordinances and stuff like that, now you see all these people turning into religious zealots, trying to act like they're so much, you know, more kind and caring than everybody else with all their social distancing. The Bible already told us about that. Quarantine for 7, quarantine 14. After that, you got to start being practical. You know, you just don't shut down life. I told you to be fruitful. You know?
Yeah.
So, you know, and we should have been leading the charge on that.
Amen. Well, yeah, I mean, and encouraging our other brothers and sisters not to be, you know, let's not get crazy about this. And, you know, we have been for so long, we have been sitting back. We've been sitting in the back seat of the car, or whatever you want to call it. You know, not being able, Monday night quarterbacks, whatever, back seat quarterbacks. We've been sitting there for so long, and we're not engaged. We got crazy stuff going. Like Governor Newsom, he's at it again. You know, talking about sterilizing these young kids. If you're stupid enough as an adult to do this, God, there is no help for you. But when you have a child, a young kid, a minor, that you're allowing to be sterilized because they want to be, I don't know, the male wants to be a female wants to be a male, whatever it is, as a child. And, you know, they scream at us to look at science. 92%, this is fact, scientific fact, 92% of these kids who identify as a female when they're, I don't know, 13, 14, 15, whatever, when they're in their 20s, they come back to their gender. Hello? Go ahead. Have fun. Don't hold back.
I'm trying not to bust up laughing, man, while you're telling this stuff, man. Because, okay, listen, this is how backwards it is. if these kids want to change into another sex, you ain't gonna have to sterilize them anyway. Because a boy changing into a girl can't get pregnant anyway.
Right.
It's like, why are you wasting people's time with this? This pandering to just this insanity, man. And the sad thing is, man, it works. He's our governor. You know?
Oh,
and this is the stuff that people vote for. Man, there's got to, you know, Joe, man, there's got to be a way, man. And the Lord warned us about this, man. I guess we shouldn't be so discouraged because we're like wondering, how do you people not get this? You know, the Lord's like, yeah, I feel your pain. I know it's frustrating. And
No. See, he's up there going, read the book. I keep telling you, read the book.
Right?
Right? Come on. I don't know any other way to put it. I sit with my brothers and sisters. The simple scriptures of the day. I'm talking about the ones that you should know by, you know, John 3:16, the simple stuff. They look at you like a deer in a headlamp. And you go, you'll never be able to stand because you don't even know how to respond to the devil. Even Jesus, when he was tempted, what did he say? He didn't say, well, let's discuss. No. He said, God says, and that was it. The devil quit. He's like, I can't fight that. I'm done. All right, we'll move on to the next one.
Hey, you know what my favorite line in that exchange is, man?
What?
My favorite line in that exchange says is that it is written, you will not test the Lord your God. It's like, for anybody who tries to say that Jesus never claimed to be God, Jesus right there looked the devil in the eye and says, man, it's written, you will not test the Lord your God. Me, the one you're standing in front of right now.
Yeah. Come on, see, that's why I wasn't Jesus, because I was like, bring it on. Come on.
And Jesus will. Jesus is going to say, bring it on. He has. I mean, if there was anything about, if anybody laid down the gauntlet for real, it's when Jesus took them licks, died on the cross, choked death out in his own house, stepped back over his body back into the living.
But, you know,
that right there is bringing on.
Dude, we're gonna get a couple things here, but one of them is the devil's got these people so blinded. You're sitting there, you're watching a man with Alzheimer's. I don't care who you are. If you don't believe that he's got something going on, something wrong with you. Talking about ripping kids out of wombs, killing.
Yeah.
I mean, and we're going, Well, we'll be back in a minute. Joe Messina, your host. Get the liquid out of your mouth. We'll be right back.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got?
needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
Actually, Mel Brooks would be a broke homeless man today if you had to use today's standards and would support movies up. Seriously. It's so sad. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I really do mean that. I sincerely mean it. And look, check out the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot going on up there, including signing up for our weekly email blast. And if you're not into emails, because I'm not, so I get it. But if you're, the weekly email blast, then just go with the text alerts. It's simple. Just text TRS to 77222. That's TRS to 77222. So let's stir it up a little bit. Stir it up? Stir it up, right? Stir it up. Where I come from, it's stir it up. What can I tell you? Let's stir it up a little bit more. Afonso Rachel joins me. Lovingly, we refer to him as Zoe, and I always appreciate his time with me. And I'm, you know what? We should charge to keep the mics hot on the breaks. But we probably make a lot of money.
Yeah, like a little bit of pay-per-view, backdoor,
right?
Special, whatever. Yeah, man.
You have to duck the rocks, but we'd be good. I mean, seriously.
Hey, and speaking of stir it up, man, you gave me a complex about leaving my spoon in my cup, man. So I took my spoon out of my cup, and so it's just, you know.
Yo, that's an old Henny Youngman joke, right? Every time I drink coffee, I get this pain in my eye. Doctor says, you got a spoon in the cup? He goes, yeah. He goes, take the spoon out, you idiot.
Is that what that was? Okay.
That's where it came from. Okay. I don't do anything original. You know, I steal everything.
No, I was saying that's what it was, that pain in my eye.
Yeah.
That didn't like me.
There you go. All right, so Well, first, I got one issue I want to talk to you about, but I really want to hit on Governor Newsom again. He puts together a California task force. He's going to consider paying reparations for every descendant of slavery that lives in California.
Okay.
Okay? The state is $180 billion in the hole right now. They're losing tax revenue hand over fist. So instead of looking how to plug the hole, he's looking how to give away more money. And not only that, reparations for what?
Right.
Right? I mean, what have these people missed out on? What has anybody missed out on in today's society? Help me out.
And, Joe, we're going to get paid. That's what's going to happen, man. We're going to be rich. Oh, my goodness, man. Because if we're going to do the reparations thing, we can take this all the way back to the motherland for how blacks were enslaved and other black folks in the first place. And with all them diamond resources that they got there, man, and all that oil, that's, man, we're going to get paid, Joe. If they want to take slavery all back, all the way back for their reparations, oh, man, before, long before white folks was customers, Joe, black folks was already enslaving each other.
Yeah.
So, let's do it. We're going to get paid.
Well, you know, what's funny about this whole thing is that when you look at the history of this state and when it entered into, it was a free state when it first came along here. They did see slavery in the state for a while, but it nowhere near what it was like in other parts of the country.
Sure.
And somehow he and I would imagine, I know I'm going to get kick heat for this, so I'm going to do it anyway. I would imagine when the state first started, the black population probably might have not been even a whole digit in percentage. I'm not sure. I would imagine there was a lot of Native Americans here, as they like to be called. A lot of them white missionaries came here because they were going to turn those Native Americans around and turn them into real whatevers. They brought Asians in, right, to build a railroad. So you had a boatload of Asians in this country.
Sure.
So I'd say to myself, so how do you fit that? It's not like it was on the East Coast, where they actually brought them in on slave ships and right from, you know, early on. What is this? This is a political ploy, isn't it?
You know what? Is where there's Democrats, there's going to be that apartheid policy that they have in there, man. And they've been doing it. I mean, you know, while you have, you know, black folks having grievance about this, they were doing it to the Chinese, too. They had the Anti-Cooley Act. You know, they was doing the Chinese dirty also. You know, you're Chinese. Well, they don't have to say anything about reparations. They pretty much own America now as it is. But, you know, the thing is, you know, with going on with California, it's like, look, instead of you guys listen to the Democrats tell you about all this stuff, if you guys really want reparations, you want your 40 acres and a mule, go to the Democrat Party and start demanding it. Because they're the ones who denied it to black folks in the first place. You know, it's like, instead of thinking that they're going to help you get it from everybody else, no, hold them down and take it from them because they're the ones who took it from you.
Yeah, people don't want to hear that part of history. They don't want to know that part of history. And then when it really gets hot and serious, what do they say? Well, the party switched places, and so really the Republicans are now the old Democrats. The Democrats are the new Republicans.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, this is the same party that tells people, just like we were talking about Gavin Newsom, he's another Democrat. Yeah, of course they'll tell you that the party switched sides. Gavin Newsom is proof that they'll even tell you that genders can switch sex. So they have this thing about being able to switch things around when it's convenient for them, when it's not really true. So don't fall for it. it's a lie.
You
know,
you and I were having a pretty deep conversation during one of the breaks, and I said, think about something here. They are the Democrat, especially the Democrat states. They want you not at church. They don't want you worshiping or even talking about God together, right? And then they don't want the kids in school, because both of those institutions, to a big degree, are about relationships, about people, you know, not working off of each other, but supporting each other, holding each other up, you know, especially when you're in church. Some people forget when they're in their down moments that God loves them, God cares for them, and God will work through this with them. You don't have anybody doing that for you now. You're sitting in the living room all alone. And suicide's up. Suicidal thoughts are up. Depression is up. People are having all kinds of issues. And when you talk to these kids, there's a hole there. They're missing something. But you and I were saying during the break, too, how some of these parents who have not taught their kids about God, not taught their kids anything that has a solid foundation, they're allowing these kids to find themselves, and they're finding themselves by, I don't know, burning up police cars and smashing windows? I don't know. What do you think?
Well, you know, the word says, man, do not provoke your children to wrath, but raise them up in the instruction of the Lord. You know, you're supposed to be you teach them the Lord so they learn how to act right. So they, you know, because the Lord is the instruction. He is the law. So that's what you want to be teaching them. And if you don't, you're going to provoke them to wrath, and they're going to be doing the crazy stuff that they're doing right now. And I talk about stuff like this in my book, A Solid Right Cross, that, you know, these, you know, generation, we've seen this for decades, man. It's like telling people that they got to believe in themselves and they got to find themselves. And what are they telling them? You know, find yourself, find your sexuality. That's y'all need to be, you know, if you're in school and you're there to learn how to learn, you need to be finding how to solve X, you know, in math class or something. Like, you don't need to be trying to, like, find your sexuality or find what to do with your plumbing. You need to be focused on getting your learn on. But, you know, we tell them to find it. It's like, look, you need to find Jesus. If you're going to encourage somebody to find something about themselves, find Jesus. If you're going to tell them to believe in something, believe in Jesus. Because this whole believe in yourself thing has screwed us all up, man. This whole find yourself thing has screwed us up. People need to be finding Jesus.
Oh, what's the only constant? There's only one constant, and that's God and God's Word. And I tell people it all the time. No matter what's going on around you, you can always count on God to come through for you. But even that, because people are so afraid. Well, what God is it? What do you, you know? How do you teach your kids? And what if your kids don't look at you? Just raise them up. You give them the truth. You live the truth. They'll see it in you. I can tell you this. Kids I talk to when I'm doing some of these classes, they go, yeah, well, my dad does this to my mom, and this is what they do, and how can I believe, you know, in what they're saying when they're not living it out? The young kids see you living your life.
Right.
The most hypocritical time of my life is my stepdad is yelling at me for smoking, telling me how bad smoking is, and guess what he's got between his fingers while he's yelling at me? Got himself a cigarette.
Yeah,
really?
Right.
Seriously?
Yeah, and the Lord says, hey, they're going to know you by your fruits. All right? So make sure that you're bearing good fruit. You know, it's like, because people are going to want that evidence. You know, we talk about that do as I say, not as I do culture. But they get hung up on, you know, judge not lest you be judged. And God's telling you, don't be hypocrites, man. If you're going to be a hypocrite, it's going to be a hard sell.
Oh, yeah.
But people need to understand that that's not Christ's fault. You know, that's other people and their shortcomings. Don't judge Christ by the shortcomings of people. You're going to be deceived.
My dad, you said a minute ago, you know, we were talking about fighting and stuff. If you ever said, and he used to see it on TV, he'd say, you know, these kids are trying to find themselves. You go, you know what? Tell them to look in the mirror. They're right there. There it is. All fixed. That was his idea. You know, that was his mindset towards stuff. But, you know, you talked about it too. Raise your kids up not to wrath, right? Don't cause your kids to wrath. And people take that to the nth degree. You know, my son, my daughter, they get mad when I don't do this. It's like, so they're going to get mad at you if you don't let them do what they want to do, and it's harmful to them. That's not what that means. You're not supposed to pressure the kids to the point where they're so frustrated they're just going to throw their arms up and walk away. That's not what you're supposed to do. So you got a minute. Tell me what you think.
Yeah, that's, you know, when it says that, because, you know, people will throw that in, especially like parents, when they say, doesn't the word of God say that you're supposed to honor your father and mother? And it's like, yeah, but you got to square that.
Read the rest of it.
You got to read that, you know, because it's kind of hard to honor your father if they're an alcoholic or a drug addict or abusive and all that sort of stuff. It's like, well, they're not honoring their end of the covenant either. But honoring your father and mother, that means that you're supposed to live your life in a way, even if you had the most rotten parents in the world, you're supposed to conduct yourself in a way that people are like, man, your folks must have been awesome. They really raised you right. But all that to say, you know, with not provoking your children to wrath, that's what we've done. This generation that we got right now, man, flagging it in with their rainbow flags and all this crazy ideas that they have. They are flagging in God's judgment. It's like they're coming. They're saying, judge me. And that's we've provoked our children to wrath by doing it.
All right, where do they get more of this great word? Where do they get it? Come on, tell me.
Thanks, man. I'm at bronzesurfermedia.com. See you guys there.
It's too easy. I got to have like five places like me. Joe Mazzini, your host. Got a lot more coming up. Pete Santilli joins me in the next hour. They have wiped out his YouTube channel again. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.